News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:23 p.m. Some of y'all, the horses can smell the barn. I mean, you're ready to head home for the day. It's literally, it's almost there, y'all. We're getting there. But I got a caller online, too. Let me grab that. Held on during the break, and I appreciate it. Larry from Huntsville. Hey, Larry, Phil Williams on Right Side. How are you?
Hey, Phil. Thank you. I'm very, very good. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. What's on your mind?
I just want to call in and just kind of pile on me, too, a little bit about your opening monologue there about the saying the right word at the right time.
Yeah.
I thought that was awesome. I really can't agree with that more. I've been associated with leading people for over 40 years and military, in the military, out of the military, and my own personal conduct and so on has benefited so well by just being careful of the wording and listening. And just some of your comments there were just, I thought, very, very helpful. And I'm glad that you put them out, even how in your own life they helped in your career and just interacting with other people.
Man, I appreciate that very much. Sometimes I do those monologues. I'm not sure if it resonated, but that means a lot that you called it. And by the way, thanks for your service too, Larry. Appreciate that very much.
Absolutely. Same. Appreciate it.
Well, good enough. Hey, what'd you do in the service, by the way?
I spent 30 years in the Air Force doing maintenance and logistics and acquisition and that kind of work. And
the
worked for the
bullets.
Army for
you
a while, too,
running.
As a civil servant.
Well, man, it's awesome. Thank you for your time in uniform and out. And Larry, you stay a part of the show. We appreciate you being in the audience.
Absolutely. Thank you for what you're doing.
All right. Take care. That's great.
Bye-bye.
That is awesome. That is awesome. And you know, by the way, that monologue—if you didn't hear it earlier—if you look at our podcast, which every single day we take, Copper does a great job of taking the show, kind of cutting it up into bite-sized chunks, and then puts it in a place where Birdman can access it. He gets it all uploaded into every form of podcasting known to man, I think. And all of those are available through our website. You can get them, you know, through Apple, through Google, through Podbean, through whatever source you use for your podcast. Anyway, what I'm saying is, for instance, Larry just made the comment that he appreciated my monologue. Those monologues are always identified in the podcast as Right Side Way, which that's what I call the monologue, the Right Side Way, with a title for whatever that day was. And the date will be on it. So, today's was called Ranger Up, and that was, you know, just a phrase for me. But that was the monologue today, was that sometimes the right words at the right time by the right people can make the right things happen. And Larry, thanks for the call. Okay, that being said, I am moving to the next phase of the show. The Triple Dipper is, I've got it titled right now as Worm Tongue Lives. Now, it's kind of funny. I mean, Copper, are you a Tolkien fan? Are you a fan of the Lord of the Rings movies by any chance?
Yes, indeed.
Movies and the books, or both?
Both, yeah.
Yeah. I read the books years ago. And I thought the movies did pretty good credit to the books. I mean, there were probably some things that were done a little different here and there, but I thought it brought it to life pretty well.
Yeah.
Do you remember the character whose name was Wormtongue?
Yeah.
I mean, a creepy dude, right? They did a great job of making creepy characters look creepy.
Indeed.
Okay, so for the audience's benefit, if you're not familiar with this character, so there was a character that ran through part of the Lord of the Rings movie. There was a king. What was the king's name, Copper? Remember what his name was?
Théoden.
Théoden. That's right. Théoden of Rohan, right?
Yes.
All right. So we're doing the whole Tolkien deal here. So anyway, the bottom line is Théoden, king of Rohan. He was sitting on the throne, old and shriveled up, like way beyond his years. You know, long, scraggy nails. His hair was unkempt. He had bags under his eyes. He looked horrible. He looked like a zombie sitting there on the throne. He was still the king. And there was a guy who sat next to him every day and whispered in his ear. And the whispering in his ear was all the things that didn't need to be said. And it defeated the entire spirit of the king. Like he withered under this, you know, spell, so to speak, of Wormtongue, who whispered in his ear every day and said all the things on behalf of the evil Saruman, who was the evil character out there. But anyway, one of the evil characters. But he was literally whispering in the king's ear every day. I named this section Worm Tongue Lives because I looked at this and I thought, okay, we got some major stories coming out right now. Fox News broke two stories today. And I know, by the way, that dark money is not always bad. And okay, I may have just taken some hits from some of y'all for saying that. I'll explain in a minute. We're going to go to a break before I get a chance to do it. But just understand this. Sometimes it depends on what they're spending it on, and I'll tell you about that. But did you know about the new secretive Soros-funded group working behind the scenes with the Biden administration to affect all these policy changes? But we're going to a break right now. I know it. I can sense it coming. Here it is. And I'm going to be talking about that when we get back, because this to me is like Worm Tongue whispering in the king's ear. This Soros-funded group is apparently neck deep in what's happening in the Biden administration, and their funding comes through secretive sources. Worm Tongue Lives. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you, if you have not heard it, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning is one of our team members on this show. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, like I always say, like your one-stop shop for all of your HVAC needs. Gas or electric systems, doesn't matter. They can do the servicing, the install, the maintenance. And right now they got a special running too, by the way, Vandy's Heating and Air. They've got a special running, $69 per unit. They will come out, service it, get it ready for the hot months that are right around the corner, have you up and going, and make sure that you're ready to roll for the hot months. And if anything happens to that unit in the next year, they'll be there with 10% discount on any repairs because they were the ones who serviced it. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, like a veteran-owned small business right here that services Huntsville, Madison, all the surrounding areas. And you can find them. Here's their number, 256-225-7311. That's 256-225-7311. Check them out, and please tell them you heard about it on the Right Side Radio. All right. Listen, we got time. 20 minutes till the top of the hour. Going to go into number three on the Triple Dipper, Worm Tongue Lives. You want to call in and talk, 866-494-9866. I'll take those calls. But Worm Tongue Lives. So I told you I named it this because in the Tolkien movie, in the Lord of the Rings, Worm Tongue was the guy who whispered in the king's ear, and the king withered away, and nothing good happened in the kingdom because Worm Tongue was guiding policy by whispering in the king's ear. And everything was going downhill. Story on FoxNews.com today. Headline says, secretive Soros-funded group works behind the scenes with the Biden admin on policy, documents show. Meaning it's not just rumor, there are documents. Starts off a story by a guy named Joe Schaffstall, who wrote two stories that I'm going to hit. This one and the next one came out today, April 26. A secretive group, he says, backed by millions of dollars from liberal billionaire George Soros, is working behind the scenes with the Biden administration to shape policy. Documents reviewed by Fox News show. The organization is called Governing for Impact. Governing for Impact. Remember that. GFI. Governing for Impact. They call it in this article a veiled group, which boasts in its internal memos of implementing more than 20 of its regulatory agenda items as it works to reverse Trump-era deregulations, zeroing in on things like education, the environment, healthcare, housing, and labor issues. All right. They do have some, you know, open commentary occasionally. Open Society, by the way, is the name of George Soros's organization. And the executive director of that is a guy named Tom Perriello. He actually said, quote, Open Society is proud to support Governing for Impact's efforts to protect American workers, consumers, patients, students, and the environment through policy reforms. Okay. Direct link to the Biden administration by Governing for Impact. Direct linked by Governing for Impact to Soros' Open Society Foundation. Worm Tongue is whispering in the king's ear, if you know what I mean. GFI, the Governing for Impact, however, works to remain secretive. Now, their technically not, but they technically are. They make themselves very hard to find. They're invisible. I don't know how you do this, by the way. How does this work? They're invisible to internet search engines like Google. It says if you do an unrelated governing for impact, you don't find them. You find something else. There are no news reports or press releases currently appearing on its existence outside of a brief mention in a related story that I'm about to show you about in a minute ago on Fox News. They go on to talk about the different things that Governing for Impact has been doing. Things like working with Harvard Law professor Michael Klarman, who has been working as part of a left-wing dark money group to fight against conservative candidates for the U.S. Supreme Court. Governing for Impact is a perfect example, it says in here, of the dark money outrage in politics. So, yeah, Democrats scream all the time, we've got to get dark money out of politics. This is a big one, and it's theirs. Things like, how about this? GFI is working on things related to education. The Education Department is set to announce a new regulation, by the way, that deals with Title IX, the rules on anti-transgender bias in schools, reversing Trump-era guidance on that, transgender athletes, I'm sure, is part of it, and GFI appears to have worked on that issue, as noted in a November 2020 legal memo on the matter. They also, though, are connected to another organization. This one is called a true dark money group. It's a group called Arabella Advisors, which, believe it or not, raised $1.6 billion, which is not discoverable in public records. Why would that be? Pray tell, Phil, where is Wormtongue getting all its money? Well, we don't know. So here's the deal. This next story I've got, dated back last November by the same author, Joe Schofstall. And he was talking, the title of it is Liberal Dark Money Juggernaut Raises $1.6 Billion. That's billion with a B. To flood left-wing groups with cash, tax forms reveal. So let me say this. Do conservatives have organizations that raise money that don't always have to disclose by law, don't have to disclose their donors? Yes, they do. And there's a way to do that. I've got a separate article that I'll go into if I get a chance to get to it in a minute. But basically, you can have a 501c4. You've heard of the nonprofits. A 501c3 is the most common, right? A charity is a 501c3. They have to disclose things. A 501c4 and a 501c6 are allowed to be politically active. Those organizations don't have to. I know they exist. I've helped people put them together. They're more often used for like lobbying and for fighting for issues. Where they also get kind of weird, though, is when you have groups raising $1.6 billion and then issuing grants to their select four nonprofits. Okay. Arabella Advisors in Washington, D.C. raised $1.6 billion, and it gave its money to four of its Arabella-managed nonprofits. Oh, interesting. One's called the New Venture Fund, one's called the 1630 Fund, one's called the Windward Fund, and one's called the Hopewell Fund. All right, let's take them here a little bit. New Venture, what do they do? They got $965 million in anonymous contributions, and they've done an amazing amount of work on liberal interests. The 1630 Fund, $388 million. The Windward Fund, $158 million. The Hopewell Fund, $150 million. What are they doing with the money? Well, how about this, like 1630 Fund? Gave $325 million to things like America Votes, $128 million. Defending Democracy Together, $10 million. Or how about the Bill Kristol-directed group? That was Bill Kristol's group. So Bill Kristol, the so-called former Trump, never-Trumper Republican, getting big money from the 1630 Fund connected to Soros. How about that? An American Bridge is another organization that got $2.1 million. Led by a liberal operative named David Brock. So this goes on down the line. What I'm saying here is lots of money going into these Wormtongue organizations. And there's a host of influential Democrat donors mixed up with Arabella. Folks like George Soros. Folks like another guy who I'm not real familiar with named Hans-Jörg Weiss, who is a Swiss national, who does not even hold American citizenship. So all this is happening. some of the groups were the ones leading the fight against, like, Brett Kavanaugh being nominated and confirmed for the Supreme Court. So what is political dark money? How does that work? Well, here's an article that I pulled. It's a 2016 article, but it's a good one. It's written, it's on the website publicintegrity.org, written by a guy named Michael Beckel. What is political dark money and is it bad? That's the title of it. There's a great lead in. He says, when the source of political money isn't known, we call it dark money because the majority of sources that use, you know, donations for political purposes, they have to disclose. So where does it come from? Well, I mentioned a moment ago, 501c4s, 501c6s. Well, why even have those? I'll tell you why in part. Part of it's because what you've just seen most recently with the libs of TikTok owner being completely doxxed by the Washington Post. Getting out there and trying to embarrass them, going to their house, knocking on her neighbor's doors. And literally, that's the thing that some people who want to give to conservative causes just don't want to have someone trying to shut down their business because they won't bake a cake for a gay marriage. So yeah, I do believe that some people give to organizations like C4s and C6s because they don't want to have to deal with the liberal backlash that we see so often in today's cancel culture. Others literally just want to stay out of it. I know of one guy who said, I'm close to Governor Ivey, but I can't stand her gambling stance. I want to give some money, but I just don't need to be out there bashing her right now because she's my friend. I see that stuff. I, when you talk to people in statewide political circles, you hear those conversations. All that to say, yes, there are legal means by which people can give money that can be used for political purposes. It's not always bad. But I do think we have to check it out, and I don't mind at all seeing some of the investigative reporting that I'm seeing right now. Like, for instance, how much money are we talking about? How about the 2012 election cycle, the last time the presidency was at stake before Trump came on the scene? Dark money groups pumped about $300 million into political messages that year alone. Yeah. Another round of hundreds of millions of dollars on political advertisements that were issues-based. Yeah. And yes, there are conservatives that do this, like the Koch brothers. But dark money doesn't affect every election, but it frequently targets, just to be honest with you, the high-profile stuff. Do Democrats use dark money? Well, yeah. I told you about Wormtongue. And does dark money relate to, you know, campaign finance law? It does, and you have to be very careful about doing this or you can lose your C6 or C4 status. All this to say, folks, there's a ton of money out there. And in my opinion, some of it has been going for some very nefarious causes. When we get back, I'm going to tell you one of the ones being investigated right now in Georgia related to the elections. You might find that interesting. All right, we're taking the last break of the day. We'll come right back, finish up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, yep, just plain right. Talking about dark money. Oh, worm tongue lives. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, winding down the show for the day. Time now, 4:53 PM. And hey, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, you know, you learn something every day. I did not realize that Just Love Coffee has been a three-time roaster of the year for their coffee beans. I mean, that's good stuff right there. And I buy their coffee beans. I get their Keurig cups so that I can just make a cup real quick if I have to. I love it. If you are thinking right now about, okay, what can I do for the folks at the office? Because you got good people, right? You want to endear yourself, or for that matter, maybe just reward them. So here's an idea. You can stop by in the morning on the way in, and you can get what they call a barista box. They can sell you literally a box of coffee. You just picture this. It's like one of those pouring boxes, you know what I'm saying? But you can have your choice of light, medium, or dark roast, piping hot, serves 10 to 12 people. Take that to work, and everybody there will be like, this is better than the Keurig down the hall in the, you know, the old pot that nobody washes. So, yes, you can be a hero, serve 10 to 12 people at work with a barista box of coffee. from Just Love Coffee Cafe. Two locations in our area, though. They've got one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, another one on South Memorial Parkway over there by Whole Foods. So, yeah, check them out. They got everything, signature lattes. They've got the cold blends, the classic cafes. They got they can grind the beans and make you the fresh hot cup. And, oh, by the way, the food is amazing. Check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, one of our team members. Two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, so I'm back on the finishing up of this section. Worm tongue lives. Why are you calling it worm tongue, Phil? Because it ain't, you know, that it's not obvious. I mean, there's this creepy dude whispering in the king's ear, right? It's a scene from Lord of the Rings movies, the Tolkien books. But the creepy dude's whispering in the king's ear and changing the way things go in the kingdom. Well, right now, we've got some major stories breaking today on Fox News that there's a huge George Soros group that raised $1.6 billion that is literally, when you can track them down because they're hard to figure out where they are and how to you know, find out information about them. But when you dig deep enough and you find them, you realize they are truly whispering in the king's ear, the Biden administration, and they are changing policy. They're doing everything they can to reverse conservative policies that were put in place by Trump. And they're proud of it. Well, it's a Soros-funded organization. Why not? They're proud of it. Other stories are out there. Where do these dark money groups come from? What do they do? Dark money is the phrase we use. Truthfully, conservatives, Republicans, and Democrats both do this. There are legal means by which you can do it. The question is, what are they up to? And that's what you have to be aware of. And when you hear something with a cool name like Democracy for America, look and see who they're funded by if you can. Did they get a grant from somewhere that's very questionable? Well, one of the ones that we're trying to track down right now, justthenews.com, reporting as of yesterday, investigators in the Georgia ballot harvesting probe. Yes, that's right. There is still a ballot harvesting probe going on in Georgia. Investigators in the Georgia ballot harvesting probe zero in on the funding and an eyewitness whistleblower. So Georgia investigators, it says, this is dated yesterday, have signaled their focus in a wide-ranging investigation into alleged illegal ballot trafficking during the 2020 election with subpoenas. Those subpoenas are a public record. The four subpoenas were obtained Monday by justthenews.com. They did an open records request. They got a copy of them. They include things like the fact that we have a whistleblower identified only as John Doe who claims that he was paid for gathering ballots and being paid with cash to do so. Where did the cash come from? That's part of what we're trying to find out. Someone was funding a major operation, $10 per ballot. If he went out and walked through a neighborhood or through a nursing home, or through an apartment building, and gathered up ballots, and brought in a stack of 200 of them, he got paid a bunch of money. You know, at that point, you're looking at it going, okay, someone just had enough to go ahead and dole out $2,000 in cash for the 200 ballots he harvested that day. How many did he harvest overall? We're going to find out. But someone is funding that operation. Well, on top of that, we got a story also from Fox, dated yesterday. Schumer and Pelosi affiliated groups are funneling millions into anonymous donor cash into midterm elections. Yeah. So Democrats will say, we've got to get dark money out of politics. But another article I've got right here from NBC says Democrats used to rail against dark money, and now they're better at it than the GOP. Yeah. All right. Ran out of time on that one, but it's worth taking a look at. Worm tongue lives. Where's the dark money going? That's what I want to know. All right, folks, what a great day. Appreciate you being a part of this show. Listen, find that means of saying that right thing to somebody at the right time. See if you can bless them. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. Copper and I back here tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night.